Today's Random Thoughts podcast is all about St. Patrick. So stick around, heathens. Hello and welcome to episode number 267 of the Random Thoughts Podcast. That is randumthoughts.com. Online, I am your host, Darren O'Neill. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about St. Patrick. Yeah, something a little bit different. This being recorded on March 16th, tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. But of course, the whole weekend, there's a lot of crack. That's C-R-A-I-C, crack, not what Hunter Biden's into. That in Ireland, the crack means the fun, entertainment, could be gossip, could be a lot of things. St. Patrick is one of those characters in history, very misunderstood. Not a lot of people know any specifics about him. I believe I've talked about him on this show before, so this may be a refresher and a reminder that St. Patrick's Day isn't all about drinking Guinness, having corned beef, or whatever your favorite Irish foods may be. Little Irish whiskey, no. It's about a guy who had a very interesting life that I am sure we can learn something from. He is the patron saint of Ireland, but a lot of people don't know. Not Irish. He was born in Britain. This is the time of the Roman Empire, somewhere around 385 AD. He was born into a pretty well-off Christian family. His father was a deacon and his grandfather was a priest, but according to St. Patrick himself, he was not all that religious as a child. He wasn't even born Patrick. It's believed that his birth name was Maewyn Suchet, S-U-C-C-A-T, and he lived somewhere with his family around what is now modern-day Wales. Most of the information that we have on St. Patrick comes from the writings that he left behind as his confessions, so it's mainly from a first-person source, but we know a lot of this stuff is biased when you write something about yourself. Although St. Patrick seemed to be fairly honest to a fault. His path to religion really didn't begin until he was 16 years old and was taken captive by Irish raiders who took him back to Ireland and sold him into slavery. I know there are some people already surprised that a white guy was sold into slavery. But he was sold into slavery in Ireland. He worked as a shepherd where, according to his writings, he turned to prayer in order to survive, in order to try to make sense of what was going on with him, to try to figure out what he would be able to do in order to free himself. And he said he started praying a lot, up to hundreds of times a day. And he remained enslaved in Ireland for about 6 years. Nobody really knows exactly where, but they know he was in Ireland for about 6 years. Until one day a voice told him that it was nearly time for him to go home. And then shortly after that, the same voice told him that his ship was ready about 200 miles away in a port. So he made the journey, the 200 miles to get to the ship. And as the story goes, the captain of the ship was not going to let him on. He was turned away. And as he was walking away, he prayed. And all of a sudden, the captain changed his mind and allowed him on the ship and took him back to Britain, where after another harsh journey, and another brief enslaving for about 60 days that there's not a whole lot more written about. He was reunited with his family, and this is when his studies of Christianity really began. The studying took him to France. It said he spent much of his time in Auxerre, and he also visited Tours and the Abbey of Lérins. His studies are thought to have taken him about 15 years to complete. So that means he's taken captive when he's about 16. He makes his way back to Ireland at about 22. And then another 15 years of studying. You are now at about age 37 or so when he is ordained, returns to Ireland. And this is where he adopts the name of Patrick, which is derived from the Latin word Patricus, which means father or father figure. Shortly after this, Patrick has a vision. Said he saw an angel named Victorious who handed him a letter. And as he was handed the letter, he heard what he described as all of the voices of Ireland saying, "O holy boy, we beg you to come again and walk among us." And so he did. He returned to Ireland, which was a vast majority pagan at the time, and went upon the work of converting Ireland to Christianity, something he succeeded in doing. It is believed that he used a lot of the symbols of paganism. A lot of people believe that he created the Celtic cross. You've probably seen one. It's the cross with the circle going around it. That is the combination of the Christian cross along with the pagan sun symbol. Some people believe it was Saint Declan that actually created it. Others, Saint Patrick. Again, as you go back into history on a lot of these things, we just don't know with 100% accuracy, but that's a lot of what faith is about, isn't it? There have been a lot of stories about St. Patrick expelling all of these snakes from Ireland, when in reality, it seems there were probably never any snakes in Ireland to begin with, but that is more a metaphor. If you live in the world right now, I think you can understand that. If somebody were to tell you that somebody was going to expel all of the snakes from the United States, you would know they were probably getting rid of all the politicians. A lot of people have said St. Patrick used the shamrock in order to explain the Trinity of the Catholic belief, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that has come into question as well. But I think the things that we do know make for a fairly impressive story of a boy taken captive, sold into slavery in a nation, escapes, and then returns in order to bring that nation into a better place. A lot of people do not know that St. Patrick was never formally canonized. So he's not even technically a saint, in the sense that a pope never declared him such, because the rules were different then. There was no formal canonization at the time, but I don't think anybody is going to question his saintness. The best records we have show he lived to an age of 78 years old. And as I said, he left behind writings that detailed his life and his journey. And the way that writing ends is, quote, "I now pray for anyone who believes in and fears God, who may perchance come upon this writing, which Patrick, the sinner and the unlearned one, wrote in Ireland. I wrote it so no one might say that whatever little I did or anything I made visible according to God's pleasure was done through ignorance. Rather, you should judge the situation and let it be truly believed that it was the gift of God. And this is my declaration before I die," end quote. I think it is interesting that this shows up in a few different places where Patrick did not believe he was all that smart, did not have all that education that he thought others had. Obviously, when he was taken captive and sold into slavery, your education maybe gets stunted a little bit. It seems he was able to speak multiple languages, which puts him ahead of most people today, I would believe. And there was also something in his writings that was quite interesting about a fall from grace, about charges that were brought of an unknown sin, which he said he had confessed years before, of something that he did when he was 15 years old. So when he was about 45 years old, nobody really knows where he was at this time because he was not there in Britain. He most likely he was already in Ireland, but in Britain, somebody brought up a sin that Patrick committed when he was 15 years old, again, 30 years after the fact. That reminded me a lot of what we have going on today with the cancel culture, with the way people are. It shows you human nature not really changing. We have different technology, but human nature not really changing. Perhaps in this case, Patrick getting a little bit of notoriety, somebody not happy for 30 years later, when somebody is 45 years old, comes back and says, "Hey, yeah, but you remember what he did when he was 15? One of his friends tried to argue his case, but to no avail. And there's very few details again about this because we didn't have the internet. And of course, there's no Facebook post. There's no TikTok video of whatever young Patrick did. We should all wish to live back in those times a lot easier than today, I think. Well, in certain ways. In certain ways, of course, harder. But this new media, this nonstop looking at every minute of your life, it is very intriguing to me to have a character larger than life, like St. Patrick, that we really know very little about. The story does not have a whole lot of details, and there's not a whole lot of different sources to it. But what we do know, I think, is fairly impressive. He brought Christianity to Ireland, a country now that we think of as a very Christian country. He baptized people. He risked his life in order to do his life's calling. The reason we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th is it is believed to be the date of his death, March 17th, around 490 AD. Originally, to celebrate that day, the Irish would wear shamrocks, which is how we have then morphed that into just wearing green. On another ironic side note, the color of St. Patrick's order, blue, not green. Green had already been taken. And interestingly enough, the very first St. Patrick's parade happened in New York City in 1762. So yeah, it didn't happen in Ireland, didn't happen in Dublin, didn't happen anywhere on the Emerald Isle. But the very first St. Patrick's Day parade, the Irish in New York City, 1762. So now you know, St. Patrick's Day is a little bit more than having a beer or an Irish whiskey, a good time, or a big corned beef brisket. You now know that St. Patrick was not even Irish. He was British. You know, his name was not even originally Patrick. But the man changed the world so much so that here we are still celebrating him 1,534 years after his death. And what better way to celebrate St. Patrick than with the prayer he wrote, the prayer of St. Patrick? It's okay if you're not a Christian, if you're not a Catholic, you probably will not turn into salt hearing these words. But of course, I cannot guarantee that. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through a belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion and his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of cherubim, in obedience of angels, in service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of the patriarchs, in preachings of the apostles, in faiths of confessors, in innocence of virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of the devil, from temptation of vices, from everyone who desires me ill, afar and near, alone or in a multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and evil, against every cruel, merciless power that opposes my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against the black laws of paganism, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of women and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that reward may come to me in abundance. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through a belief in the threeness, through a confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Amen. Again, that is the prayer of St. Patrick here on St. Patrick's Day weekend 2024. I hope you found that interesting. It just goes to show you never know what you're going to hear on the Random Thoughts podcast. St. Patrick, nobody really knows where he's buried. There are several sites that fight for the right to call themselves St. Patrick's burial place, but the answer is nobody really knows 100% for sure. Down Cathedral is the most widely accepted location alongside Ireland's other saints, Rigid and Columba. Although there's really no hard evidence. Nobody really knows. But that's okay, because St. Patrick is everywhere, especially on March 17th every year. So this year and the next time it rolls around, remember there's a little bit more to the story. And while I'm not trying to convert any of you heathens to Christianity, a few of you could probably use it. You know who you are. This podcast is a value for value podcast. The shows are out there. They're not behind a paywall. You get to listen to them and then decide if you've gotten any value out of them whatsoever. There's a variety of ways to support the show. Go to Random Thoughts, R-A-N-D-U-M-B, thoughts.com/donate, or get in on a podcasting 2.0 app where you can stream some Satoshis right when you're listening to the show. This week, that's what Dale Jr. did. That's what Dame Slamy did. And that's what Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley did. Thank you to all of them for helping to support this show. If you can afford to do so, we highly appreciate it. Helps us keep the microphones on, the web hosting going, the power on, you know, these things that just keep going up, up, up. It's very much appreciated when you can support the show. And you can do that in other ways too. Leave a review, tell a friend. And it is an honor that you're all spending time with me listening. If you made it to this point, you get extra points on St. Patrick's Day. Go have a good time. Enjoy the crack. And I will be back next week with another edition of the Random Thoughts Podcast. Until then, I am Darren O'Neill. Thanks for listening.